We're going to talk about capital planning and enterprise architecture for a few minutes. Now, don't touch that dial. If you don't think these wonky topics pertain to you, well, think again. They're actually the secret weapon for the IT modernizing challenge the federal community has been talking about for much of the last decade. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller tells us why capital planning and investment control, or CPIC, and enterprise architecture comprise the key for agencies to finally shove off their legacy systems. And Jason joins me now. Jason, let's start with the beginning here. Why CPIC and the non-policy wonks? What is important about all of this?
Well, capital planning, investment control are, Tom, these are budget things, right? This is something that the budget office, the CFO, CIOs, they all go through every year. But the average federal employee says, I don't need to worry about this. And enterprise architecture, if you really want to get into the eye glazing and wonkiness, this is the understanding of what you have today, where you want to go tomorrow. So the as-is, meaning your as-is environment and your to-B. And a lot of times, this got talked about a lot during the Bush administration in the early 2000s. And the Obama folks really didn't really spend much time on talking about EA specifically, but CPIC and EA generally, until the IT modernization, really, that huge bill, the $7.5 billion out-of-date technology bill that's coming due over the next 3 to 5 years, really started to hit home. And the reason why these are important, Tom, is your basic. You have to know where you are to know where you want to go, and you have to know what you have today, meaning what capabilities and what capabilities you need in the future, and then how you're going to get there. So the EA tells you what you have today, where you want to go in the future, and the CPIC tells you how you're going to get there. And yes, it's wonky. Yes, it's eye-glazing. Yes, it's boring. But, Tom, I really see this, and so does Scott Bernard, the federal chief architect, see this as really the key here, as you mentioned, the secret weapon to IT modernization.
And we should also point out that even if you're a program manager, what your CIO and what your other people are planning for the enterprise architecture affects you, and you may have some input into that because you know what you need out of all of this.
Absolutely. There's a huge trickle-down effect, if you will, or trickle-up effect, if you will, to the mission. Because when a mission person says, I need this capability to do X, the CIO has got to know how do we get there, and what standards are we using? And that's where enterprise architecture comes in, for instance, is to say, well, they want to modernize from point A to point C. To get there, we need these technologies that fit into this type of, that already match and have interoperability and can be used and are secure, all those key words to get you to your mission goals.
All right, Jason, so capital planning and enterprise architecture, how does that key into the actual IT modernizing?
So a couple things are happening from the Office of Management Budget. Let me start with the capital planning investment control. Tom, this has been a two-year effort from OMB, from the CIO Council, really to improve it. I wrote a story, I wouldn't say about 6 or 9 months ago, talking about how arduous this capital planning investment control process has become. So the first thing that OMB is doing is simplifying it. The second thing they're doing is asking agencies to break down these, what they call commodity IT investments. Seven areas, they want separate business cases, and they're going to tell you what they want in those business cases for each of those areas. Stuff like IT security and compliance, data centers, storage capabilities, user support services. So these are among those seven.
And is this patterned after how it's done in commercial entities, also with big IT budgets?
So it's patterned after this kind of theory or this idea of called TBM, and Technology Business Modernization Council has put out these standards. And I think they're taking those standards and then applying them to the federal market in maybe a slightly different way, not really a customization, but just, the federal government's different than the private sector. The second thing, Tom, around this is enterprise architecture. Again, one of the things that OMB has put out in their draft guidance from October around IT modernization is this idea of understanding what you have today and knowing where you want to go tomorrow. And
that's homework.
That's just basic homework. And these baseline architectures is something agencies should have been doing over the last decade. And as Scott Bernard told me, many have done them, but many they've fallen behind or they've become out of date. And it's really a key here. Update that baseline to know where you want to go. It's simple stuff. If you want to drive from here to New York, you got to know your route. And you use Waze or use another way. It used to be the map from AAA. They used to highlight your route.
Right, but there are tools that can help you get there.
There are tools that can help you get there.
You still have to supply the thinking.
Exactly. And I think once you understand the path, then modernizing becomes, I won't say easier, but more clear to what the end result is, which is better citizen services, better overall technology use, and more security.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, there are several modernizing IT efforts happening at the same time right now. There's the administration's work, there's congressional work,
right,
and there's also big agency projects. How can this all integrate and come together?
And what's interesting about this is everything is looking toward the 2019 budget submission. So let's start here with the EA and the CPIC stuff we've been talking about. Agencies are now just getting started on that 2019 budget request. So again, you put these new data pieces together, you understand where you're going. At the same time, Congressman Will Hurd, you heard him on your show yesterday talking about his new IT legislation called MGT, Modernizing Government Technology. That also requires this idea of a baseline architecture. And then on top of that, what we're hearing about the new cybersecurity executive order, the big push from there, is again about modernizing IT. So you have these three separate, if you will, initiatives coming together, and they all can hit up at the 19 budget. And I think that's going to be key. Bring it all together, do your preparation, do your homework, understand what you have today, where you want to be tomorrow, and then really have that big plan for 2019. It sounds like a long time away, but it really isn't, Tom.
No, because this is when agencies are actually thinking about 2019. The presumption 2018 is about to be introduced, I guess not maybe in May. We're going to hear more from about the skinny budget for 18.
Right.
So 19 is where the functionaries are looking right now.
Absolutely. And until you, again, understand where you've been, you're not going to know where you're going to go. And again, I'll go back to the map. You got to have your map. This is detailed. This is eye glazing over. Who wants to talk about enterprise architecture? But, you know, listening to Scott Bernard, and he's a big fan, right? I mean, that's his job. He's the federal enterprise architect. But still, just think about it. Step back and think about logically and why this is important.
I also wanted to ask you about something in your notebook about an impending DHS reorganization, and this is related to Congressman Mike McCaul, wants to do something with cyber that would change DHS.
Now, we've talked about this over the last about year or so, where Mike McCaul is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, and he said a number one priority is to reorganize DHS and create a cybersecurity agency, a standalone agency. So currently, it's within the headquarters, something called NPPD, National Protections and Programs Directorate. And what McCaul says is they don't have a big enough focus. They don't have a big enough priority. It's just a headquarters function. Let's break them apart. So McCaul's legislation that he continues to talk about, planning to introduce, got positive feedback from the White House. And in fact, one of the important things from the White House he heard about was a lot of tweaks, but the fact is that they're very supportive of the bill. And we know, no matter how important a bill could be or is, if the White House doesn't support it, it's not going to go very far. At the same time, DHS, Tom, is performing an internal review of their cybersecurity capabilities that they give to the other agencies, the civilian agencies, CDM, Einstein, and automated information sharing as three examples. So these two things, again, are happening in parallel that, again, are going to lead to a final product, which is potentially, if it all goes well, like Mike McCaul hopes, a new cybersecurity agency.
So the creaking sounds that we hear now are glaciers starting to melt and move around.
I think that's a good analogy. The planning is happening today, and we're going to see the fruits of that labor in the fall, maybe in the winter.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out his notebook. It's online now at federalnewsradio.com.